And you may be seated. At this time, a few of us, we were asked to help with serving communion, if you could please come forward. I'm looking forward to this opportunity, like I said at the beginning of the service, because it is just a wonderful chance for us to remember our one faith. Remember that there is one way to salvation that Jesus taught us of. And on the night when he was betrayed, he told us that he would be the way. And so whenever we remember him, as we are told to do, as every time we come at the beginning of the month to take communion together, we remember the sacrifice that he made on our behalf for our good. We remember the bread, which symbolizes his body, which was broken for us. We remember this juice that we take, which symbolizes the cup of wine that he passed around, which that symbolized his blood that was shed on for our behalf, for our salvation, to be the new covenant in blood, that by his wounds we are healed. So at this time, I look forward to us taking this communion together. We do this quarterly, like I said, as an opportunity for parents and their believing children together to come and to receive the Lord's Supper, the body and the blood of Christ. So if you are a child and you want to partake, the only thing that we ask is that you are sure that you are saved, that you are covered by this new covenant. We're told that we should examine ourselves in 1 Corinthians to make sure that we are eating and drinking in a worthy manner. And so if you're not sure about that, if you are not yet sure if you believe in God or if you follow Jesus, the best thing for you to do right now is to not take the communion. Whether you're an adult or whether you're a child, is to not take this communion together, but to really seek after the Lord today. You know, if you're a child, the best person to talk to would be a parent or a children's church leader. And for an adult, really anyone in this room. You can talk to me, you can talk to one of our elders, you can talk to anyone around you. We'd love to share with you what it means to follow Jesus. But if you are someone who is covered by his blood, even if you're not a member of our church, you are welcome at the table. We take one communion together with the churches of the world. So we are going to receive those elements together. Please wait as you are served to take together at the end. So now we will receive the bread, which symbolizes the body of Christ, which was broken for us. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You may take and eat. We're told again after supper that Jesus passed a cup of wine to his disciples, which symbolized his blood that would be shed for them and is shed symbolically for us and for our salvation as well. So as you receive the juice that symbolizes that wine, remember Christ, whose death secured your reconciliation with God.